You will love this, definitely.
Hi, Tyler. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle the pricing and details for your area. So I know that you've been talking with Mary, my representative. Now, Tyler, did she do a good job explaining the outline of her program?
For the most part, I mean, I'm kind of, I'm not the, I know how to, I go out on the job site, I don't know what I'm doing, but maybe on the other part of it.
No worries. Let me ask you this, Tyler. I'm sure you've done a search on Google before. If you were, I don't know, perhaps looking for a restaurant, or maybe you were looking for a tire shop. Have you ever done in the past? Okay.
All time.
So, as all of us do, now, as you know, when you do that search on Google, in the search results, you'll see that map that appears with the red dots. They call it the local map section. I'm sure you've seen that. So, that's where we do the placement. We list your company there, Tyler, because we know that 90% of those searches will start and stop on that first page. Now, they don't even need to know your company by name, okay? How they're going to find you is by the services that you offer. So to give you an example, right, if someone's looking for, let's say, concrete patio. It's okay.
Go ahead.
So just to kind of give you an example, as I was mentioning, like if someone's looking for concrete patios or steps or walkways or any of the services that you offer, they would see your company appear on the first page of Google as an option for them to call you directly. Kind of makes sense so far? Okay.
Yeah.
So I was taking a look to see if by chance there was like maybe a Facebook page. I don't know. Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
I do, but I've never made a page.
Okay.
I'm going to, though.
Oh, okay. Well, I will tell you what I did find when I actually searched for the company by name. What did appear is I saw some 5-star reviews, and it looks like it's on a profile on, here it is, Angie's. Is that current?
Yeah.
Awesome. How's that program working for you? How do you like it?
I mean, it's all right. I mean, I ain't got nothing bad to say about it. I mean, it's got me like 5 or 6 jobs.
Well, that's good. I like to hear that. So you're converting some of those leads into jobs. Awesome.
Yeah.
If you could do well with a program like that, because are you on the paper lead or you're doing opportunities?
It's just the Angie leads. I guess you just pay for the lead.
Yeah.
And
well, if you're doing the pay per lead program and you've gotten 5 or 6 jobs off of that, that tells me that you're good at selling your services. You have a good conversion rate. So if you do well with that, you're going to do excellent with Google, because keeping in mind, these are actual live calls coming directly to you from potential clients who are in need of your services now.
Yeah.
Now, we don't charge you per call, per job, or per click. What we do here is we set it where it's a fixed flat rate, and it's month-to-month with no contracts. This platinum package that I'm offering you, Tyler, is going to include the first page placement on Google. We'll get you listed on Bing. We will build you a business Facebook page. So we'll build you one, and we'll run Facebook ads. Now, those Facebook ads are going to retarget anyone who's done a search for your services on Google, and even though they didn't call you, but they go on their Facebook, they'll see your ad appear. With Facebook ads, we could target an audience by interest, income level, or by location, and it's a click-to-call ad, so once they click on it, they'll call you directly. Now, what I would also do is include a website for you. So we would build you a website, host it, maintain it, attach it where we're promoting your business. We'll get you listed on popular directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, and these are just to name a few. We include the voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri, and give you exposure on mobile devices, which covers iPhones, Androids, and tablets. This particular package, Tyler, is covering all of your bases. And with you being in business 20 years, I think you mentioned.
Yeah, trust me. Love all around it. Yeah, go ahead.
I think you mentioned you've been in business for 20 years is what you told Mary.
Yeah, I've been concrete work that long, yes. I've been in business for 5 years.
Perfect. Well, even with you being in business for 5 years, we consider you an established business. So that's the credit that I'm going to apply for you. What you would be looking at, Tyler, is a flat monthly rate of $249 a month. It does come with just a one-time setup fee of $99, but Tyler, that's just to cover the programming. So it would make your initial investment to get started today $348. Every month after that, you are just paying the $249 a month, month to month with no contracts.
Yeah. So basically, if I was to try it out and then say a couple months, say I'm just saying if it wasn't happy with it, I still wouldn't be bound.
No, absolutely not. You can cancel at any time. I'll tell you, the only thing we ask is that you at least stick it out 2 months, right? We call it a 2 month verbal agreement, but you're paying monthly. If you choose to discontinue your services, you call us 3 business days before your billing is due and you say, I want to cancel or I want to pause it. And we part as friends. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. We would rather earn your business month in and month out and that you stick around for a long time because the program's working, not because you're committed on a contract. So that's how it would work.
I'm willing to try it and we can do that.
Okay. So
I think it'd be good.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, I mean, you'll see the difference, right? And I'll tell you, it works very well together hand in hand with Angie's. And some people have found over time that they don't even need to use Angie's anymore because they're generating enough business off of the Google profile that's on that first page.
Yeah.
So what's the best email for you, Tyler?
TG McNeely, McNeely, 1S, at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to repeat it back to you just to make sure that I typed it in correctly. T as in Tyler, G as in George, M as in Mary, C as in Charlie, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, Y as in yellow, the number 1, and then S as in Sam at gmail.com.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. I got it right on the first try. Right? Okay, so what I'm doing right now, as we're on the phone, I'm going to be sending you these 2 emails, okay, because we send everything to you in writing, so that way you have it there for your records, what you're getting, what the price is, okay? So the first email you're going to receive is coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, and it'll say Google and Facebook Marketing. The second email, Tyler, is going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. What that does is it gives you an overview of our reporting system. So you'll also have a tracking reporting system where you can track the phone calls that you're receiving from our program, how many times you came up in the search results, how many calls you received from new customers. And we definitely want you to track that and not just take our word for it that it's working. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, on this number that we're speaking on, Tyler, can you also receive text messages to this number?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to send you a series of text messages. In fact, it's going to be 3 of them. Once you receive all 3, just let me know so I can confirm you received them all. The first text is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. Now, I'm what's considered the lead on the account, Tyler, but I do like to provide my information so that you have it for your records. Okay.
Sure.
The second text is going to have the number to our customer service. So you will have a team that is dedicated to your account. Anytime you have an update, change, question, concern, you're going to contact our customer service department. And we're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Now, I believe you're on Central Time, right? You're 2 hours ahead of us.
Yeah.
So yeah. We're always here for you 9 to 6. But keep in mind, this Monday, we're observing the holiday. So Monday is the only day that we won't be here. Okay? All right.
Yep.
And then I sent you the last text. It has a link to a YouTube video that's about maybe 6 minutes long. When you have time, Tyler, I want you to take a look at the video. It's going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. I promise you it's nothing complicated, but I do just want you to get familiar with it. Okay?
Okay.
Did all three come through?
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, your first name, you spell it T-Y-L-E-R. This is just for the account
yep.
purpose with us. Okay.
Yep.
And what's your last name, Tyler?
McNeely, M-C-N-E-E-L-Y.
Now, is the N capitalized or lowercase?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
as one word. So capital M-C,
yeah.
capital N-E-E-L-Y. Okay.
Yeah.
And then, now the number that you would like listed for the business, this is the number that would be showing up on Google, is 573-579-1676. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the company name, would you like it to read as I currently see on, I see it on the Angie's, it's Indian Creek Contracting. Is that how it should
yeah.
be showing? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, Google's going to be sending out a PIN code to you, and it'll come in the mail. It looks like a postcard, and this is what's going to make you the red dot on the map. Typically, people have it sent to their home because it's considered like a home office. However, we hide the address, so it won't show on Google. So what address do you want them to mail the PIN code to?
281.
Uh-huh.
Frolic, F-R-O-L-I-C, Lane.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Jackson, Missouri.
63755?
Yep.
Perfect. And I'll make sure that that address is hidden. Now, Tyler, the card that you're using today for the payment, is that card in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's got the business name. I think it's got both.
All right. Let me do this. So you
yeah,
think it has both?
Top.
Okay, so it does
yeah.
it just say only Tyler McNeely, or is there like a middle initial?
It's got a middle initial.
Okay.
Tyler, with, Tyler G.
Okay. And then you said it also has the business name as well. It does it read as Indian Creek Contracting on there, like the full name?
It's just got Indian Creek Contract.
Okay, because it probably didn't fit. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. And is it the same billing address as well, Tyler?
Yeah.
And what type of card is that? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
MasterCard.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number, Tyler, whenever you are.
5300-30 or 3000.
Uh-huh.
1036-2895.
Expiration month and year?
0626.
And the CVV code on the back?
024.
Now, I do want to put a security question on your account here with us. So you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was her maiden name?
Hobbs, H-O-B-B-S.
Okay. Now, before I process your payment, Tyler, I'm going to be walking you through. It's called a voice verification recording because I have you at a discounted pricing program that we don't typically advertise. It's going to outline our service agreement, added form of protection for you as well that we will send in writing along with your invoice. Now, as I'm walking you through it, Tyler, if there is something that you do not understand, please do me a favor and stop me and just say, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it and rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Good. Yep.
Okay. So I'm turning on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it will read on the first page of Google.
City and Creek Contracting.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Tyler McNeely, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Tyler, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I guess I didn't understand exactly.
Let me explain it. So, what we're saying here, for example, we might have an update on your account, right? So,
yeah.
We'll either call you, we might email you, we might send you a SMS message, like a text message. And we know sometimes you're like in the middle of a job, right? But we might have an update like on a keyword and we just want your input on it. All we ask is that you respond to us within 24 hours, okay?
Yeah.
So that way that you're just in communication with us whenever we reach out to you is what we're saying. At least respond within 24 hours, okay?
Yes.
Now, I also want you to keep in mind that as you start having more online presence, you might get a call from someone that is trying to sell you another type of online product. They are not associated with our company. Tyler, we are never going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month. If anyone ever calls you and says you need it, let's say they want you to even pay $5 to verify your profile, you don't give them a penny. Take down the phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately because it is not us. How you can identify if it's us calling you, ask them, what's my security question? And they're going to hang up on you. So that's how you know it's not us calling. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, just so you know, is we're not saying you can't do other marketing. What we're saying is that before you do, just call us so we can make sure we're not already including that service. We do not want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is August 31st, 2023, and the non-refundable amount of $348. This is a two-month verbal agreement, which means your second payment will be charged on September 30th, 2023, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, Tyler, your agreement will automatically renew each month. Now, if it's 31 days in the month, it's going to renew on the 31st day. If there's 30 days in the month, it'll renew on the 30th. Okay?
Good.
Now, if you choose to cancel or pause your agreement, you can do so at any time. We just ask that you contact client support at least 3 business days before that billing is due, so this way you don't incur that charge. Okay? So, you call that 877-635-6225 number that I texted you. You call that number, hit number 1, so that you can speak with the live agent, okay, to pause it or cancel it if you need to. All right?
Okay.
Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
And what I'm doing now, I'm going to be updating the package. I'm going to process your payment. And in a few minutes, we're going to go over your receipt. We're actually sending it both to your email, and we're sending it to you in a text message. Now, the next thing I want to do, Tyler, is I want to schedule your client interview. It's going to be conducted with one of our technicians, okay? The client interview, we block out an hour, but it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. And I want to schedule it, you know, at a time that's convenient for you. So how does your schedule look for today?
After 3:30, about 3:30, that'd be fine. I get off at 3:30.
Perfect. And you don't need to be in front of a computer, okay? So let me do this, and I'm probably only going to need like 5 more minutes of your time, and then we'll be done, okay?
Okay.
So looking at my calendar, I have available 4 to 5 or 5 to 6. What time do you want?
Can you do it any earlier than that?
Well, this would be your time, either 4 to 5 o'clock today or 6 or 5 to 6. This is based off of your time.
So what time is it? If it's 3:30 here, what would it be there?
Oh, so if it's 3:30 over there with you, then it would be actually that would be 1:30 with us. So I have an appointment available between 1 and 2 o'clock if that works for you.
So that would be 3 here?
Yes. That means they would call you between 3 and 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll make that work.
Okay. Now, if for some reason, Tyler, let's say we call you for your client interview and you need like 5 or maybe 10 more minutes, just pick up the phone and say, call me back in 10 minutes, and we will call you right back. The sooner we get you through this client interview, Tyler, the faster that we're moving. Okay? Now, just going to be going over a couple of notes with you, and they're just basic notes for the technician so that they know where to start from. Now, when it comes to you're doing both residential as well as commercial, correct?
Yeah.
Or do you have a preference?
I don't matter. I do.
Okay.
I do a little bit of everything, really.
Okay. Now, aside from the concrete, work, are we talking like stamped concrete, walls?
What do you
want me to notate on here?
Yeah, we do any type of concrete work, decorative, stamped, steps, walls, patios, driveways. I mean, any type of concrete work, really. Full
All
decks.
Right. Oh, nice. Okay. And then let me put here pool decks, too. Anything else aside from that, aside from the concrete that you want to be, you know, found for?
I mean, we do concrete countertops.
Okay.
Anything to do with concrete, you really do.
Gotcha. Okay, that's the bread and butter. Okay. And then, now, when we're building you that website, I'm assuming you do have pictures of work that you've done in the past, maybe some before and after?
Yeah, I got a bunch.
Okay. What about a business logo? Would you like us to make you one, or do you already have one?
I got one.
Perfect. And then what are, let's see here. Now, are you licensed and insured, or is that in the process?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm licensed and insured.
Beautiful. And on your Facebook page, so I know you mentioned you have a personal Facebook. So do I find you by your name? Are you just listed as Tyler McNeely? Okay. Do you remember what, like, your profile picture looks like? Because I'm going to see if I can find it.
It's a Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay. How did I know you were going to say that? I have a friend that's her favorite team. Oh, my gosh. She is, like, a diehard. And I have some people from our church. Well, they live out there in Missouri, but they are, like, the biggest Chiefs fans ever.
Yeah, I've been a Chiefs fan since I was five.
Oh, your
old.
Life, huh? There you go. Okay. And let's see here. So, all right. So I'll find that. Now, no one's going to see, like, your personal profile page, right? But we're going to create that business page through your personal page. So this way, Tyler, you will have access to it, okay? And I just found it. Awesome. It has like a picture of one of your trailers there, right? With your wording on there. For the business?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. And then I'm putting has business logo. And then, okay, so you have an option. We could either list your phone number, okay, or what we can do is put a tracking number. The tracking number is actually linked to your phone, and it comes with an app that you download from the App Store that allows you to track your phone calls, messages. You could even block spam calls if any come in. Do you prefer, Tyler, that it be your number listed there, or would you be interested in a tracking number?
What do you think? I don't know.
Well,
I don't
you
want,
know.
I just don't want no random people calling me constantly.
Yeah, exactly. So in that case, I would say the tracking number, because when it's like your physical phone number listing there, it kind of leaves you open for more spam calls. It's really your preference. Some business owners prefer their phone number because people know them by their number as well, and they've had that number for years, right? You could do the tracking number. You're going to get the calls coming to you, right? But you could block if any spam calls come in, and it allows you to track those messages or phone calls. If you choose to do it and say later on you don't want the tracking number, it's just a quick update that we do, or if you choose to not do it now and later on you want it, we can add the tracking number. It does not cost you anything.
Okay.
So up to you. I could put maybe and have the technician kind of go over that with you a little bit more during the client interview to kind of explain it if you'd like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put maybe for now, and then now you're covering a 50-mile radius. Is that what you want us to target with the Facebook ads, 50 miles?
Let's do 30. I don't want to go too damn far.
Okay. I was going to say, and you could change it at any time. 50 would be the furthest, so I'll put 30. And then when we communicate with you, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
I'd rather email or text.
Email or text. Okay, perfect. And what are your hours of operation?
We work 7 to 3:30 is usually when I work, but
7 to 3:30. What days?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. You have weekends off, I hope?
Yep.
Good for you. I'm glad. Because I'm going to tell you, I see business owners all the time running themselves into the ground, and you got to reset, you know? And then, right? And what are the forms of payments that you accept? Like, do you take check, cash, card, Venmo, PayPal, Zelle? What types of payments?
Just check or cash.
Okay.
Usually.
If at any time, like, you start taking Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, or any of those, just let us know so we can update it, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the last couple of things that I'm just going to go over with you, if you take a look at your text messages or your emails, I need you to find your receipt. It will say initial invoice, and it either came before or after the welcome one. And it'll start off by saying, Dear Tyler.
Yeah. I need to look
for it. You found it? Yeah, it'll say initial invoice, and it'll start off by saying, Dear Tyler, thank you for choosing Local Splash. A copy of your invoice is located below this email. I believe it came, probably you received it before the welcome one.
Shoot on both sides. Okay.
Via text or email. We sent it to both.
Is it? Okay, I'm looking at my email. What should it say?
It'll
Welcome
say, it's the one probably before that. It'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash, initial invoice on it.
I got it.
You see it? Okay, perfect. So as you're reading it, it goes on to say a copy of your invoice is located below this email. If you look at few sentences down, like two sentences down, it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms. I need you to click on where it says click here.
Yeah.
Now it's going to take you to a page that says at the top, local splash terms of experience.
Yeah.
Okay. I need you on this page to scroll down to the very bottom. There's a little arrow kind of orange red that says sign. So before you sign, if you look a little bit above it, there's a little box to the left and it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder. What you're going to do is you're going to click in that little box because you're saying it's your name on the card. And then at the bottom, you're going to type your name in the box exactly as it reads there. Tyler space G, no period, space, and then McNeely.
Yeah.
And then you'll click on confirm signature. Now, when you do that, it should take you to a page asking you to enter a username and a password. Let me know when you see that.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Okay. So we don't have your username or password yet because the technicians are going to be creating that. In 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive an email with this link, a username and a password. This is where you go in to track your results with us. Okay? That's why I want you to watch the video. Now, starting from today, I need you to be on the lookout that you're going to be receiving a PIN code in the mail coming from Google. You'll receive it within 6 to 10 days. It'll look like a postcard, so just make sure if anyone gets the mail not to throw it. It's not junk mail.
Yes.
Now, within 5 to 7 days, you'll be listed in the directories. Facebook page will be completed, and we'll send you your login credentials to start tracking your results. 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads will be live, and your website will be live as well. That'll be completed.
Good.
Now, in our terms and conditions, Tyler, it does state that the first page placement on Google can take between 30 to 45 days. I will tell you, we like to under-promise and over-deliver, and many times I have seen it happen.
Yeah, you can make that fall a little bit.
Okay, so I've seen it happen sooner many times, but we're going to be sending you notifications as these things are being completed. Now, in order for us to get you verified faster, we also sent you an email on some photos that we want you to send us, okay? So this will help your process be faster. There, it gives you the list. Send us a picture of your tools, your equipment. Send us a picture of your work truck or your work van. Send us a picture of your license and your insurance. Send us a picture of your business card. Because these things are going to be helpful so we can get you verified faster through Google, okay? And there's a list there of the photos that we'll need. So just a reminder, today we're going to call you between 3 and 4 o'clock your time, and we'll send you a reminder an hour before your client interview to let you know that it's coming up, okay?
Yeah.
And we'll be calling you from an 877 number, just to be aware, all right? I would like to be the first, Tyler, to welcome you to our local Splash family, and I am super excited for you, super excited. And I look forward to speaking with you between 3 and 4 to introduce you to your technician. You're going to love this program. You really are. Do you have any other questions for me?
Not as of now. I better get back to work.
Okay. Yes, sir. All right, then. We'll talk to you later on this afternoon, okay? Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.